Welcome. You are now tuned into the Textually Active Podcast.
So, you're now tuned into Textually Active. We're back. Episode 69. I'm one of your hosts, Measy Boulevard. Here on this podcast where we talk about friendships, family ships, fuck shit, and all the shit in between. I don't usually do it as good as Rez, but to my left, I definitely have Rez with me.
Hello, how is everybody? What's up?
Nick is on a maternity day, so he's chilling. It's not a leave yet. He ain't left yet. He's just taking a day for himself to make sure everything mentally is okay about himself. So, you know, he's on the boards and he's filling in this week.
Yep. Isn't it paternity leave?
It's no, paternity is Maury.
Okay.
He knows who his baby mother is.
Right.
He's not trying to figure out who she is.
Maternity is for guy and woman. Be open-minded, my G.
Okay, I'll be open-minded because I know. Okay, all right,
when you go to work once Rez is time and you say, hey, I'm having a baby, it will be maternity leave.
Not paternity.
Okay, okay. I am here to disagree, but agree.
So what do you think it is?
So I think it's mainly about what you identify as a person. So he identifies as a male figure, so it would be a paternity day. A maternity day.
Fam.
But wow. I mean,
do you know
but
what paternity means?
Yes.
What does it mean?
It means the father of someone.
Okay. Maternity leave is for biological mothers only. Paternity leave is for biological fathers only.
So, I mean, I don't think paternity is strictly for Maury.
It's not. I felt like that was when they tried to figure out what
they do a paternity. They do a paternity test.
Oh.
It's not a morality test.
Oh, damn, you're so smart.
Okay.
I like shit the same day.
No, I mean,
was all related to finding out. Anyway,
all that shit's the same thing.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, maternity, paternity sounds like the same thing.
Yeah,
right?
same meaning. Yes, yes.
It's all the same.
Potato.
It's fucking America. We got fucking English. We got the same words.
English fucking sucks if we're gonna talk about that.
Exactly. How was your guys' weekends? How y'all feel today? What's up? It's Sunday.
It was too fast for me.
Okay.
I feel like days are starting to blur a little bit. A lot more now than what they used to.
Cause you booked and busy out here at the Open Media Lab.
Yeah, I'm here.
I don't have another address to finish that.
Okay, all right, yes.
All right,
are you talking about the Open Media Lab at 301 North Main Street in downtown Winston-Salem?
Boom.
Okay.
So you booked and busy doing that.
Yes.
A lot of work this weekend.
How
percentage wise, work versus fun?
I would say it was about 80%.
Okay.
Work versus 20% fun.
Okay.
I got the majority of that 20% I got done today. But it's probably gonna be a long day today.
Got you. Rez.
But I'm for it.
Oh, Rez, how you feeling out there in these streets?
Yeah. the week is way too long for the weekend to be too short. It's a long week, and then I turn around, Friday comes, I'm tired from the week. And Saturday comes, and I want to have fun, but I still have shit I need to catch up on.
Right.
I.e. shit around the house, because working full-time doesn't allow me to be home to clean, wash clothes, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fun is just like...
quick, fast.
Yeah.
And air.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, the weekend, it's just not enough time.
Okay.
But I'm good.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Feel good?
Yeah.
What's your meter? 1 to 10.
How you feel? Probably about a 3. But
3?
Yeah.
How you feel good at a 3?
I mean, it's better than 1.
Alright, I'll take it. I'm cool.
What about you?
I'm cool. Today's a good day. You know, I did some wonderful things today. Got to go see, you know, meet one of my favorite rappers from Lil Brother, the group.
Which person from Lil Brother?
Fonte from Lil Brother. I got to see him today. Okay. He's executive producing a web series, so I got to go watch the first 3 episodes. So that was pretty dope. It's very inspiring. I won't plug him because, you know, They're not cutting the check yet.
Fair.
So I got to see that today. Saturday, I got to see, I got to go to a baby shower for one of my friends. She already had her baby, but I think she had her baby before she had a chance to have a baby shower. So they threw a baby shower for that. Then I got to go to a cookout for a friend of ours where he got engaged. So that was pretty dope. And I got home Saturday, and I was like, oh, we going out. Let's go out. You know what I'm saying? Saturday morning, I just, you know, cleaned up, washed clothes, fresh sheets. And when I got home Saturday night, I was like, yeah, let's get ready. Take a shower, get out. And I touched them clean sheets, and I was like, yeah, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. And Friday, I spent the entire time in the house. So right now, I'm at a good little 7.
That's good.
A good little 7. Drinking my water. I went to the gym a couple times this week, busting it out.
So when you mention that number, are you just saying like what your social media is?
Social media, hell nah.
So what was your 3, Rez, and what was your 7, Measy?
Mine is just like a good mood, regardless. Social media is trash. My social media is trash. You know, I don't like people.
But in terms of your mood, though.
My mood is 7. I don't fuck with people.
I ain't get a number.
What number are you?
I'm a motherfucking 10. Let's go.
For mood?
Yes.
You in a good mood today?
Yeah, I'm in a good mood today.
Okay.
Most times I am in a good mood.
Yeah, I'm not.
So, I mean, if my energy is a little high, you know, keep it to yourself.
Okay.
Okay.
My lovely.
Don't tell me to turn down. No.
No. Turn down for that's what?
Good. You not trying to meet me in the middle?
No.
You want to compromise?
No, not today.
Oh well. Segue queen.
Oh, Segue.
Yo, what do we got on the docket today?
Yo, she Euro stepped up. She's like,
So today I would like to talk about conflict management styles, because a lot of times with friendships, relationships, familyships. Everything that we go through, we have to, sometimes you do deal with conflict. Everybody doesn't get along. Everybody has different ways of coping with those conflicts and how they approach them. So I did some research and I found out there are 5 conflict management styles. So I'm going to just go ahead and list them out. The first one is the avoider. Now, this is somebody who avoids conflict. They don't want to approach this situation and talk it out. They just try to avoid it as long as they can. Then we have the compromiser. This is the person who works to resolve the issue where both parties are happy. Then you have the problem solver. This is somebody who is direct. They want to get straight to the issue and they want to resolve the issue immediately. You have the accommodator, and this is the person who is just the one that's willing to take the short end of the stick. They are just like, you know what? You have a problem. I'm good. I'll take it. Whatever makes you happy. And then you have the competitor, and this is the competitive person. This is somebody that's going to bring up, you know, what you did wrong to make the situation the way it is, to make it seem like they are in the right. So those are the 5 styles.
Okay.
So to introduce the topic, I want to talk about which one we think each other are.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So who wants to guess mine?
I'll do it. I'll go first.
Okay.
All right. So I think that out of the 5, I think you're the accommodator.
You think I'm willing to sit back and be like, yeah, it's good.
Yeah, okay. I can explain. No, not saying like some like Dozier type of thing, like where you're just like a pushover or something like that. But I honestly believe that I have a very strong, I'm a very strong-willed person. And I think things out and think things through. I overanalyze stuff a lot more than you do. Let's say that. And I feel like a lot of times where I bring something up to you, I've already made up my mind about what I wanted to do. And sometimes you'll just roll with it.
Okay.
Rather than, you know, really talk it out with me to really kind of, because then it gets to a point where I feel like sometimes, like, you know, you won't tell me why you don't want to do it until it's maybe too late.
All right.
So it's not, I mean, it kind of overlaps with another one over there, but I feel like a lot of times you'll roll with what I want to do first, and then you'll discuss what you really want to do.
All right, so before I open up and say what my conflict style is, Measy, how do you think I am?
What was your answer?
So I think she's an accommodator.
Oh, I think you're a competitor, my G.
You think I'm a competitor?
I've seen you, and I'm not even talking in a ways of, I've seen you push your agenda of playing Uno and phase 10 on people. I've seen you push your restaurant preference on people. Like, you're, like, very, like, so look, we can do this, or we can do that, but I really want to do this. So you really be trying to go for, like, no, this is what we should do. And I've seen you do that. If you've been listening to Textual Active for a long time, you know about our New York trip. Rez was really, really adamant about the shit she wanted to do versus what everybody else wanted to do. So she was really, like, trying to get her way about that shit.
So one thing I did notice that probably should be a conflict resolution style that you probably really feel about, you probably feel attacked. That's what it feels like.
So attacked. I don't know how that would be a style. Oh, we didn't mention to our listeners, you can take the quiz online. Just type in conflict management style to figure out which one you are while you're going through this episode so you can kind of get a picture of where we're coming from. It'll be a bunch of questions, and then at the end, it'll tell you what your style is. So after I went through the quiz, it told me that I am an avoider.
I was going to guess that.
So the funny thing is, I felt like...
I was going to guess that for real.
Right.
Because a lot of times, once you give up like what you think, you'll be like, you know what, fuck it.
Right. I kind of felt like I got there where I was like, yeah, like I feel like you're the accommodator, and it kind of feels like you do what I'm trying to do because I already thought about it before you did. But then then you'll come up afterwards and say why you don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Which kind of feels like...
Yeah, when you said that, I was like, oh, he's on to something.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that kind of feels like maybe that's like an avoider type of thing. But it's just like, because I feel like if you weren't an avoider, if I bring something up, you'll talk about it right then and there and not wait until it's like we're about to do the actual deed or whatever we're about to do. And now you're talking about it.
Yeah, so mine is an avoider. And then the second one, because it gave me a bunch of styles, would be the compromiser. So I feel like the accommodator is a mix of both of them.
Okay.
So that's mine. So let's, before we dig into it, let's guess yours.
All right, so what do you guys think that I am out of these five?
If I had to pick one, I would definitely say problem solver because you are very direct.
True.
You know when there's something going on that you don't like.
True.
And your style is to just jump in and be like, hey, yo, bro, what's up? What's going on? How are we going to fix this?
Okay.
Because ultimately, you don't want to deal with the gray area in between everything.
Ha, good word.
Shout out to the gray area.
Shout out to the gray area.
I like that because that's what I like. We're real friends, everybody. Like,
yeah.
We actually like each other.
Yeah, we sometimes. We're real friends. Like real friends, right? So we're like a family. And when I have to explain, like, Eric to other people that don't know Eric, I always tell people that Eric is the guy that gets shit done. So he's the guy that does the shit. I come up with the idea, but he gets it done. And so problem solver would be a good one for you, but I'm not going to guess that one.
Okay. Okay, you got to go against the grind.
Yeah,
That's fair. So what are you thinking?
Accommodator. Because I've seen you in the instance of like you did problem solve the trip to New York. I don't know why this is like on my heart.
Everything
today.
Is New York.
Right, I don't know. But you put like a lot of this shit together, but you also was like you listened to everybody to see what they really wanted to do, and then we planned to figure out how we could get it done.
Okay, so you're saying that I, even though I like kind of was practical about like how to make it happen.
Yeah, you just still like wanted to make sure everybody was thoughtful. And you always like that. Like if we're going to, we always have to figure out where we're going to go to eat. And you always say, because you don't eat shellfish, but we can go somewhere that has shellfish, but you get something else. So it's like a bunch of shit that always happens like that.
That's fair. All right, so now I get to tell everybody.
Yeah, what I am.
He's so excited. Look at him.
Yeah, I am excited.
Ten cheese.
All right, so babe, you said I was a problem solver, and you said I'm accommodator, right, Missy? Okay, so I'm gonna let that slide. What you said earlier. So I got compromiser.
Oh shit.
And then I guess my second one, so each one they gave you a percentage of what they believe that you are based off of what you answered. So I was actually an 82% compromiser. Mm. And then my next one was a problem solver. So when it came to the compromiser, basically that this is they tend to think that they're about to or willing to give up what they are willing to hold on to and try to gear communication to focus on the give and take of all for all parties. So you kind of mentioned that a little bit. So I guess, Mizu, you mentioned that in the sense that I do take other people's concern into consideration, but most times I will do it even if that's not necessarily what I want to do.
Exactly.
So that I get where you kind of say the accommodator from that.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that's just more compromiser. And the funny thing is, accommodator was like one of my because they measured all five of them. That was actually my second to last one. Damn. The accommodator.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's interesting. I didn't really get a chance to like really dive really really deep into it. But I guess I thought I would be a problem solver ahead of time. It's just because I'm always kind of forward thinking. I'm always looking ahead of the curve and trying to figure out how we can get things done.
Hmm. So Meezy, which one do you think Meezy is, Will?
What'd he do?
Drag him.
Yeah. Young 10 piece in the building, what'd he do?
So I actually believe that Meezy would be an avoider.
Mm. Okay. And why?
Tell us how you really feel about me.
All right, so and the thing is, and this is mainly because Meezy might be the type to avoid trying to get close with people, right? And this is why this happens, right? Meezy's always the type to be on some, I don't care, I don't give a fuck. Like a lot of things don't phase Meezy on the surface, right? But I've realized that it does phase him after getting to know him for, you know, over almost 2 years or so. So I just felt like, you know, looking into this, I thought Meezy would be more of the type to, like, he wants to avoid conflict. He wants to avoid that anything that disturbs the peace. Of course, I don't think that's 100% him. You know, I feel like I've seen other things in there, but I feel like his main driver, his main influence has been to just avoid the nonsense at all costs. So that's me.
Okay. Rez, what you got?
No, I would say avoider. However, whenever a conflict has been in front of Meezy at his doorstep, he's the one to step in and say, you know, what are we going to do about this? Mm. How are we going to get this issue out of the way? Because like you said, you don't give a shit about much.
Not really.
And that's facts. Like,
you don't.
Real ass bitch give a fuck about a nigga if we had to describe Meezy.
I like it.
And a verse.
I like it.
So
I don't really care about the shit I care about.
So if an issue is brought to him, he's more of the type to try to figure out, you know, where is this going? How can we get this out of the way? Because honestly, I really don't give a fuck about it, but I don't want to talk about it no more. So I feel like he would be the one to compromise to get everything together.
So you say compromiser?
Yeah, just to make sure everybody's on the same page, everybody's happy.
I felt like you were describing something else. I thought you were going down a different path, but I can see what you mean by that, though.
Yeah.
I get it.
Just to get everybody on the same page. I've seen him do it before.
I get it.
Mm.
That's fair.
Survey says.
I feel like you give him way too much credit.
I mean, he'll do it.
Oh, my God. You hate me so bad.
It'll be at the last minute, so maybe it's a combination between avoider and compromiser.
Oh. The top three answers, from number three to number one.
All right.
Number three.
Avoider.
Okay.
Oh,
damn,
okay.
I was the furthest one. Okay.
Number two, compromiser.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And number one answer on the board, Meezy is a problem solver.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I thought you were going to say a sociopath. Okay, but I got it.
Narcissist. But okay. Problem solver, taking this quiz, it is. I like to make sure that we can get to a clear solution here. So it says problem solvers tend to want to discuss all the details of a problem and work through it together so that everybody gets what he or she wants and is happy in the end. Okay. So generally what happens when something comes to my door, I like to put all this shit on the table. Let's not sugarcoat this.
Yeah, I have seen you do that before.
Let's just say the shit, get the shit out the way, and then you can express yourself, you can express yourself, I can express myself, and we can figure out how to make this happy in the end. So I generally do that with everything.
That's fair. That's fair.
And I like to, no matter what it is, if, you know, we throw up an event and I'm like, look, here's the problem. What are we going to do about it? You tell me. I tell you what I don't think about it, what I think is probably going to happen, and then we find a way to get the problem solved.
Yeah.
Point blank period.
So I feel like you approach the conflicts in a realistic way.
Yeah, bro.
You don't put your feelings in the way of trying to compromise. Exactly. You know, you're just like, this is the problem. How are we going to solve it? It doesn't matter who gets the best side, right. Who gets the short stick, exactly. Or whatever. You just want the problem to be solved.
Because I don't have the time for it. And then it says that a weakness of a problem solver, when time is a factor, is difficult to spend the energy and time needed to process the way problem solvers tend to do.
Okay. So we're digging into the weaknesses.
So it kind of sounds like it said that you get straight to the point so you can avoid
the bullshit. Yeah, right. So let's get past the shit. Let's finish this, figure this shit out. I don't have time for you to look at me and tell me what you don't want to eat. Like, so, just tell me what you want to eat and let me solve it. I can't give you a rundown of the restaurants in this area.
So when it says that I was wrong, I was actually right.
You was actually right.
All right, got it.
That was good.
Nah, well, fuck you.
So I didn't really give a deep description of the avoider complex, but it says they often keep their opinions to themselves in conflict situations so as not to continue or escalate the conflict. And they are often admired for having calming, quiet presence in the face of crisis. And then one of the weaknesses of avoiders are they sometimes keep their feelings bottled up and aren't able to meet their needs, and it can result in a frustrating buildup of emotions. So, I mean, if we're going to talk about it, I definitely relate to this one. I feel like it comes from me just being selfish and selfless at the same time, because I don't want to cause a problem with people. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I also don't want to put my energy into certain situations that involve me being upset or being emotional or anything. So I think the best way for me to avoid it is to avoid it. So I will say that I definitely relate to my conflict management style. Is it healthy? Probably not. It's healthy for me, I think, because I can save myself for as long as possible, but it's not healthy for other people who are involved in it, because now when I'm bringing the conflict to the surface because I've been forced, it's like, damn, you mad. And it's because it's a buildup of emotions.
So do you feel as if... Do you feel like that you avoid stuff so that you can continue that happy path or whatever you kind of felt like was the thing?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Yeah, just to keep it as normal as possible until I had enough.
So Mizu, if you could kind of chime in here. I'm trying to process my feelings on this.
Avoidance.
Yeah, avoidance.
It's your queen. Remember that. You got to go home.
And we're going to talk about it. I want to talk about where I think it comes from.
Okay, go ahead.
I think it just comes from me just being able to skate on most situations, but I feel like I think they say a lot of our styles in adulthood come from us being children, And I think a lot of times in my childhood, I just didn't have the chance to talk about issues that were going on. And I think the best practice was just to avoid it. Like, when I got a bad report card, I was the one to hide it. Like, I wasn't taking it home.
That was a good one, boy.
I just wanted to prolong it.
You was able to get away with that?
Nigga. What?
And I told Sissy to hide hers, too.
Bro, you only have to get away with it for that weekend. Fuck the rest of the week. You just get away for that one last weekend.
Yeah. Oh.
That's it. They love to put report cards on a Friday. It's like, bro, I'm going to enjoy this fucking weekend. You're out your mind. I get in trouble for it on Monday.
I was about to say something wild. I was about to give you all your edge back. Why they do that.
Say it. It's a payday. So all right. You don't get shit.
Nah. So I think a lot of schools do that so that if your child's going to get in trouble, the marks can go away by the time they come back.
I just avoid that shit.
From me hiding my report cards, I realized, shit, I could put stuff off if I want to and do that a lot in everything else in my life.
Nah.
I like it.
It keeps the peace for longer.
It does, bro. Well,
and you don't have to deal with it until you have to deal with it. And that's fine with me because then I had time to think about it. I know what my argument is going to be because, okay, we bringing this to the table. Now you want to talk about it. Let's talk about it. And then I've had time to think about what I'm going to say. Like, you're wrong, X, Y, Z. This is why. And it may feel like an explosion on the other person, but this is how I feel.
How much of it is usually a buildup, though? Like, how long are you willing to avoid it? Are you like, are we going to get a Tyler Perry out of you? Like a Tyler Perry movie that you avoided some shit forever?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, some shit like it's been avoided forever, but there's one boom, so now we got to address it.
I don't know. I've been avoiding a lot of stuff for a while, so.
Me too.
Whatever.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. I don't give a fuck. It ain't affecting me in my day to day, so we'll talk about it later.
Can we come back to that? Because clearly the one person who deals with this the most is here. But I really want to get, I guess, you know, kind of focus on the program.
Right.
You know, I don't want to make it about myself. So, I guess I'm compromising on the sake of your content.
So for you as a,
can you read what the compromiser is?
So, the compromiser. This is someone. Their approach to conflict is with the goal of compromising. They tend to think about what they're willing to give up and what they're willing to hold on to and try to gear communication to focus on this and then take for both parties.
So when you think about that, do you feel like that's been you for your entire life?
So I think I've done that, but I think that answer that they gave was complete bullshit.
Oh.
So I think, and it's weird, it's like they're right, but I feel like, like, first of all, they used the definition and the answer, right?
Yeah,
all right,
Mr. Literal.
I know, I get it. So, it's not, I don't think I've had something in the, like, growing up where, like, my parents were strict, right? Especially my dad. Like, growing up, you know, I was living with both parents until I was in the fifth grade, and then parents split. My mom and my dad came to a compromise to understand that I should live with my dad because they felt like the not saying that it can't happen, but they felt like that a son should have his father. Mm-hmm. A son should be with his father, around his father, to kind of like help him grow, right? So it's not to say that, you know, for the, you know, the women who have raised sons and stuff like that, I'm sure they do a great job.
Shout out to all the moms.
But I do appreciate having my dad, you know, as hands-on as he was, even though he was a pain in my ass the whole time. But the thing is, I will say though, like,
you need
there
a
was
moment?
You said what?
You need a moment?
Yeah,
no, I'm good. that actually, I think that would be a great episode if my dad came, because one dad would come up and he would wrap you guys' head off for like 3 hours.
Oh shit!
But there was never a situation where it was like a compromise in a sense, like where like I had to come up with my own, consequences or something like that. Like, it wasn't like I got in trouble,
right?
You know, like I got in trouble, like to the fullest extent of the law of, you know, what I'm saying,
of that house,
right? So, but what I realized was that I felt like I kind of I kind of obtained that mentality, that where a lot of the things that I thought, I felt as if they were fine. I felt like those were law, right, okay. growing up. And then after a certain point, I realized that how I feel about certain stuff, everyone else should not feel that way,
Ooh.
Right?
Ooh.
And I feel like that. What I realized was that I've always been called bossy when I've been growing up. I've always been felt like that people always felt like that I was more important than how I felt.
You are kind of a dick.
I mean, some people would define it as being a dick, but I never felt that way, right? I never at least wanted to be portrayed that way. So I've always kind of felt like I have my strong opinion, so I want to know what other people around me are thinking, so that it's like almost like a temperature check. Right, because like if I ask you for your opinion, I truly appreciate it. I truly want to know what it is, because mm-hmm. I want to know if, I guess in a secret way, if I'm wilding out, and if I'm not wilding out, then I'm gonna double down on it, and I won't change. You know, later
I like
on.
It. I like it.
So I mean, I guess it's just one of those things. Like in that moment, just being open to the sense that if. Like, I do want to know what another person, why, I want to know why you thought that.
Right.
I want to know why you did that and understand, like, and you always hear me say, you got to see both sides.
Exactly.
So, and that's just mainly one of the things. It was like, I realized it's all about perception. It's all about all these things that are outside of you.
Okay.
And I don't know where I really got that from. I have a couple of ideas, but I can't really say that it came from, like, my parents.
Just very fair. That's fair. I think this is the fair way to deal with conflict. If I had to choose one, I would want to compromise, but fuck that. We're going to avoid it.
But the thing is, it's weird. It's like, I thought I'd definitely be a problem solver.
Yeah.
Like, I just thought that, like, I feel like I am pretty direct, but I'm direct in the sense to understand what the other person feels and not necessarily how to solve the problem.
Okay.
Because I don't really, because it's one of those things, like, I want to see if you can bring up something that maybe I never thought of.
Okay. I like it.
So, Meezy, you're the problem solver. So, yeah. Can you speak to that? Where you think it came from?
I think it comes from being an only child. So,
okay.
Being an only child and, you know, living with my mom, it was just whatever I needed to do. Like, personally, whatever I needed to do, I just needed to get it done. So, my three are problem solvers, compromise, and avoider.
Yeah.
So my first instinct is to avoid. Like, bro, if I can put this shit off as much as I can, fine. Then it would be, you know, I would go, like, some shit with, like, motorgrass. My mom would give me options, like, on Thursday or Friday, but you need to get it done.
Time out. Can I ask a question?
What's up?
So do you feel like that you have felt like that you avoided so that your mom wouldn't be upset with you since it was just the two of you?
No. Or is it just... I would avoid shit because I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it.
Okay.
I didn't want to do it shit. So if the grass needed to be cut and she would give me the option of Tuesday or Thursday...
You decide never to do it.
I would be like, oh, okay. I would say, okay. And I could have just picked today. But, okay. Then my compromise would be to pick from one of the days. And then my shit to get it done would be early in the morning. So,
okay.
Right. So, me being an only child, I spent a lot of time by myself. So, all of the shit I needed to get done was always me by myself solving my shit. So, now, as I look at my life as an adult, it's been the same way. It's always been me, and Meezy's got to find a way to get shit done. If I can avoid it for as long as I want to, I'll tell myself, hey, look, you might not go to the gym today, you go to the gym tomorrow. But I always figure out a way to go to the gym and figure the shit out.
So you solve the problem.
I solve the problem regardless. I like to get shit done, bro. No, I like to get shit done that I know needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not something that's important to me, I'm gonna avoid it. It doesn't matter. But if it's something that needs to get done, like immediately, like, look, we don't have a lot of time for this. Let's get this done. So that's just how I am. That's always how I always been.
All right, so if we're talking about this in relation to conflict, do we really feel like we relate to these conflict styles? Do you guys feel like you relate to yours?
Yeah, I get shit done.
When's the last time that you used this conflict style to solve a problem?
I mean, I feel like I feel like for compromising, I do that with you almost daily.
Yeah. But we're talking about conflicts.
Yeah.
Like huge problems.
I mean, I feel like conflicts doesn't have to be only a few.
He's got a gauge.
I don't think there's just like from a 1 to 10, like a conflict's a conflict. You know what I mean?
So what's one conflict that we had recently?
Had to be over food. Mm. You always conflict over food.
I mean, my thing is like I feel like conflict. Most people who have an allergy would not just to kind of stick on the food thing. Most people who have an allergy would be pretty open and shut on that, right?
Yeah.
And it would be like, I cannot deal with somebody who has, you know, who will not be willing to compromise on my allergy, right? My thing is like, I've never said that she can never eat shellfish. But I've always asked her to never do it or put me in a situation where, like, all right, we go somewhere where it's just like, where, and then you order shellfish, right?
You're the same person that like Red Lobster, though.
I mean, but I like it.
Make sense.
No, so, all right. So first of all, for the listeners that are listening right now, they're like giving me the stink face, like, what the fuck is she talking about? No. So the thing is, I'm the type of person that if Rez could have it her way, we would be eating shellfish every single day.
Yeah, shrimp,
yes.
crabs, lobster.
On the occasion, I will say, hey, let's go to Red Lobster because I know she likes it. Mm. And I will have my Cajun chicken pasta. That's all I eat from Red Lobster because that's literally one of the only things I can have.
They be putting shrimp in there too.
I knew you was a bad bitch when I said that last week. Spicy Cajun pasta gets you every time.
Well, every time. Every time. So my thing is like that's me compromising with the idea that hey look like I know you, if you could have it your way you do this shit every single day and you know maybe shit I would too you know what I mean but you know let's work together and make that happen all right but you know the things what gets me ticks me off is like when Rez will go eat shellfish and then try to kiss me afterwards.
Mm.
And it'll be like, I brush my teeth or da da da. I'm like, nah. Like,
that's not how it works.
I mean, it's not like cootie shot, like the cootie shot, what you call it's like, you know, I don't have my cootie shots and now you won't get sick anymore. So I don't know. But in a more serious note, I do feel like that. I deal with it every day because it's definitely, because I'm very strong willed. I have a lot of my own opinions and I have exactly what I know what I want to do when I want to do it. And a lot of times I feel like I could be like, oh, this is what it is. And I compromise on a regular basis. That's just how I feel.
That's how you do it every day.
Yeah.
So outside of our relationship, do you feel like you do a lot of compromising with other conflicts at work or personal outside of your fiance?
Hell yeah. I mean, even more recently, like I felt like I was in a situation where I felt like this is common courtesy. If me, so not for instance, so say if you and a coworker have to go someplace at the same time, and you know what we do is kind of serious, you know, and we get in our own zone. But if we're both supposed to go to the same place at the same time, wouldn't you just say, hey, yo, E, we got to don't forget, we got to go to this place in a few minutes, or hey, I'm about to go up there right now. You coming? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
So I had a situation where a coworker completely avoided me and didn't say anything. Right? Knew we were going to the same place and completely left me sitting there. Me doing my work, you know, doing what I'm paid to do. Mm-hmm. But I, like, came to a meeting 15 minutes late because, like, she just didn't have the common courtesy to say, to tap me.
Right.
To knock on the window that we can see each other in, yeah. You know, 8 hours a day. To say, hey, come on upstairs. We're about to go. I'm about to go to this meeting.
Oh, she an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
So in that moment, like I've kind of like I wanted to be very direct, but I felt like I've had to compromise myself in the sense that, look, you kind of need this job, and then it's not worth
right.
you.
Spazzing out.
Right, especially if you don't know all the details, right? Because like I don't know, because since I was so in the zone, I don't know if she left early. Right. You know, sometimes you go to a meeting and it's like, I'm gonna go to the bathroom first, I'm gonna get some water, and then go.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know what the facts are.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those things. But I feel like, dog, like you did that shit on purpose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I just like it's been very very hard. So like, I've kind of been avoiding her, like, yeah. kind of like Like, I'm just not going to talk to you because, like, clearly you're out here for self.
Yeah.
And you're not really the teammate that you claim to be.
Man, fuck up.
Yeah. Uh-uh. So that was a compromise.
Whole lot of gang.
Meezy, do you feel like you relate to your conflict management style?
Yeah, all the time.
What was a scenario where you used it recently?
Today, I was fucking starving. I didn't eat last night after I got home. And so when I got into bed, it's just, I was in the bed and I had food. We had food at the house, but.
Fuck that food. Don't nobody never want to eat no food at the damn house.
Fuck that food.
It don't be as good.
Right, so fuck that food. So I had to go to that movie today at 3 o'clock. So I woke up at 1:46, took a shower, got dressed. And I'm like, I'm fucking starving. And I had to figure out a way to get food in me within 15 minutes. So I had to think about what I knew. So the city of Winston-Salem, the downtown area, does not have a lot of food options that you can get in 15 minutes.
Nope.
Fucking, I am a absolute hater of Jimmy John's.
Jimmy John's is trash.
God. I fucking hate Jimmy John's. Yeah. So I remembered.
Can we unpack that for a second?
Wait a minute. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, if we're going to talk about it. One slice of meat is not enough for a sandwich.
It's not even that. It's the fact that the fucking sandwich comes as the sandwich comes. I can't pick what the fuck I want in my sandwich.
No, not even that. I can't trust them because they don't heat up the sandwiches.
Exactly. You gotta eat a cold fucking sandwich.
Yeah.
Like, that shit is gross.
You can't fix it the way you want it. It's like, it's fucking dry.
Bread be hard,
the bread
too.
Bread be hard as fuck because it's cold.
God, it's nasty. It'd
be cold
them.
When you walk in there.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, it's literally like, no, as you order it is how it comes.
No.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't like them.
Mm. Like, I'm literally in there thinking he was making my sandwich. He had already had it made. I had sat there for like 5 minutes.
If you like Jimmy John's, I don't trust you.
Yeah, I don't trust you. But I remember there used to be a Subway on one of the blocks. And so I walked to the store. The Subway is now not there anymore. So I'm like.
It's actually downstairs.
At the bottom of Winston Tower now. They moved.
At 301 North Main Street.
No, is it fucking out there on Sundays?
Nope. No, it's closed on all weekends.
Monday through Friday.
But it's always been closed on weekends.
So what the fuck was I going to do? How does that help me?
Okay. Anyway, just letting you know.
Anyway. So I
was telling you that we knew the address.
Right, it wasn't there.
At 301 North Main Street.
I had to figure out how the fuck to get it done within this 15 minutes. So I ended up saying, hey, here's the problem. You're hungry. How are we going to solve it? Take your bum ass to Jimmy John's and eat this bum ass sandwich. The sandwich was decent. Because it
filled you.
Yeah, I was starved and it filled me up. But it was like, bro, you got this problem right now. You need to go ahead and get it done. Solve it now. So I just went ahead and because I couldn't wait. Because shit, when I got there, I finished the sandwich at 2:55 and movie started at 3. When I walked in there, they were starting it. So I was like, shit, I would have been shit out of luck had I tried to get something else. So once time fucking, when there's not enough time, I don't have time to do it.
Do you feel like you do this with your relationships too?
Relationship? For sure, bro. And I think that's where we get into the most arguments because I have to, I am a doer. So tell me what you need to get done so I can do it. If you're hungry, telling me you're hungry doesn't do anything for me. Telling me what you want to eat works better for me, and then I can suggest, hey, let's go feed you.
So you're constantly thinking about the end result.
Yes, every time. So if we have a solution of, I just need somebody to give me the guidelines.
What is the blueprint to this problem?
What's the blueprint of it so I can solve it? Because if you don't fucking give me, like, I'm in a long-distance relationship. If I don't know your schedule, I don't know when we're going to be able to see each other. I can tell you my schedule, but I still need you to help me figure out so we can get the problem solved.
Right.
And so a lot of times it's like I have to argue about shit because in all of my relationships ever, I have to argue about shit that I'm pretty much being cut and dry about. Here's where I am. This is what I do. It never changes. I'm very a boring, mundane person. This is all it. So if you feel like there's an issue, you should be able to reach me easily. So we can get the problem solved. But nobody ever sees me or hears me say that. So
I think because it lacks emotion. Like, people want you to be empathetic about their feelings when you're talking about it.
But I don't have time for feelings. I have time. We need to get this done. We need to get past this. Let's get past this. If we get it out the way, it's done.
In between that, though, there are feelings. You can't just bulldoze over feelings.
If I spent half as much time worried about how I felt about shit, I'd never get shit done.
Okay.
My whole thing about you, every week you ask me, hey, Measy, let's go to Hip Hop Cycle. My feelings about Hip Hop Cycle is my insecurities about people looking at me in the gym.
But at Hip Hop Cycle, they turn the lights off.
It's in the dark.
Yeah, like nobody's looking at you.
It's actually darker than how we're set up at 301 North Main Street.
Again, it's not about the technicalities or the logistics of it. It's about people looking at me.
Nobody is going to be able to see you in the dark.
But those are my feelings.
Yes, sir.
So in order for me to solve that problem, it's for me not to go. So that's how I feel about shit. If I spent time, but I've been to the gym by myself weekly. This whole week. I went like three times.
But the thing is, you kind of have to compromise on the situation because at least he's going to the gym still.
Right.
Yeah.
Because he could be so avoidant of it that he's like, I'm not going to go to the gym at all.
Yeah.
Unless I have a gym that I know no one goes to.
Exactly.
So, you know, at least being in the close quarters of a class, maybe, you know, this is one of those things you just kind of have to deal with.
Yeah, there's a bunch of shit that I'm insecure about, but I find a way.
Look at you putting those skills to use.
I mean, I get it. Hey, can we talk about which ones we don't like?
Okay.
I mean, let's say.
Yeah, because we didn't really bring up the other two. We mostly talked about the ones that we relate to.
I hate all of them because it's not a fair assessment of people, bro. Everybody has.
I don't know.
Everybody is one of those.
I mean,
we all have a mixture of each one.
Everybody is at least one of those.
Yes, of course.
And so the thing about it is, just because I'm more of one thing doesn't mean I don't know how to operate with the other one.
No, I get it.
You know what I'm saying?
But I feel like you have a glance. You can choose one that if someone was and they dealt with that with you on a regular basis that you would be pissed about.
I don't want
it would irk your soul.
Constantly accommodate what the argument is because then I don't really know how you feel about the situation.
Yeah.
I just feel like you're just being a people pleaser. You're just trying to please whoever is in the conflict just to sweep everything underneath of the rug and not talk about it.
So what does accommodate, what's the official definition of accommodator and the other two that we haven't done?
Okay, so the last two are the accommodator and the competer.
Okay.
So the accommodator, they often focus on supporting others in conflict situations and are, they want to make sure that everybody is comfortable in the situation.
Okay.
Accommodators often gain strong appreciation from others involved in a conflict. Their weakness is they may build up resentment from denying their own needs, and it may be difficult for those who want to get to the root of the problem and work with accommodators who tend to focus on making others happy. And then the competitor, they are known for being persuasive. They know the result they want in a conflict situation, and they go for it. Their strengths are that they're very passionate about their views. They're dedicated to pursuing their convictions. They're good at making quick decisions and tend not to waste time, which especially is helpful in the time of a crisis. Their weakness is that they wind up with unequal relationships with others, and feelings of others can be hurt, overlooked with their decision-making style.
Okay. So I feel like I would completely be annoyed if someone was a competitor or a competitor.
Yeah, I hate that shit.
It's like everything does not have to be an argument.
Exactly.
Mm-mm.
And you never get shit accomplished with it, bro. It's just me. It's like me trying. I build this relationship with you that all the only thing we ever do is go back and forth.
Right.
And so
it's like you're looking for an accommodator.
Hey, right. And so then what happens is we have this fucking relationship where I feel less than you at some point because you won.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're constantly trying to persuade you to see their view.
Right. So if I fucking feel like I've built this relationship, every time that I see you, I have to fucking one up you. It's not fucking healthy.
Right.
Maybe they would do good with an accommodator, though.
But you don't get to find...
That translation does not seem healthy. To look at both sides, right? We're probably looking at the very, very extreme side of those two things.
Yeah.
But I just can't imagine that, I can see where it says, the relationships are uneven. Like, I get where the relationships would be uneven because, you know, if you're in a consistent pursuit of making sure that you're right or you're, you know, like, oh, I know, it's just like, well, then what the hell do you need me for?
Yeah, exactly. People build up resentment behind that. Like you said, taking those losses in arguments or conflict situations, you're going to think about it like, damn, every time me and Meezy get into it, he always got to be right. I never get the chance to be right in our conflicts. Now I resent you because you don't ever look at my side. It's always what I feel and I think. Yeah. So
that's how it is toxic. All of my relationships are.
What?
All of my relationships feel that way.
That you're a competitor?
Yeah.
A computer?
Yeah.
That you are the computer?
Yeah. For some reason, I feel like people see me and think Meezy always has to be right. Or Meezy always, he always thinks he knows something. And it's just like, no, I'm just really telling you.
You're my passionate side. About, what you think? Yeah.
Whatever it is, it's always like that.
But the thing is,
like me and Jazz play like a fucking... a thing where we always end up having going back and forth until somebody Googles it, like we just did with the fraternity. I thought I was right, but shit, when you Google it, it was enough to make you think he might be right.
No, I mean, it was enough. My thing is like I was just willing to let you guys have it because I knew that I was right.
You're gonna compromise.
I just knew, I knew I was right. Like See? It just didn't make sense for me to argue.
Yeah.
Because I knew I was right.
Compromise.
Yeah, but what happened?
But I was avoiding.
I fucking Googled it. Yeah. Problem solved.
Right. And then it was just like, all right, yeah, I was right.
Yeah, I mean, it all depends. I think you guys should take the time to figure out what your conflict management style is and let us know which one you guys relate to and if you agree with our styles, but I definitely think I'm an avoider, so that's all. But let's take a quick break, and we'll be back with our final thoughts.
I had a piss.
You gotta be.
I had a piss. Not pee. I had a piss.
Piss. All right, we'll be back with our final thoughts in a minute.
Why the fuck was this fucking episode so real? Just now, bro. This whole episode is real.
What do you mean it's real?
You fucking said you didn't like the way she did it.
End of flashback.
All right, so this is this is the time in the podcast where we add to our playlist, the Baby Maker playlist. You know what? Why are you nodding your head?
I don't know what you
do. I don't like the way you do it. You do it weird.
It's weird. It's weird. I get what you're doing, but
let's transition it like this. So what'd you do? Compromise, let her do it again. When you told her to do it again, she didn't want to do it again. She was trying to avoid the shit. The whole time, I'm just sitting here like, bro, either one works. either one of them works. It's problem solved.
And we're back with our final thoughts.
I ran too, guys. Quick.
Move quick.
The funny thing is the sound effect in between the breaks do sound like someone may have been running in slow motion.
Right. Like that. It does.
Bro, you know what? You're going to catch this fade. I'm still athletic. Catch me on the court. I'm going to give you 5 buckets. That's it. Try me.
All right. So for our final thoughts, let's talk about which style we would like to be more like and how we can improve our conflict style. Management style.
I'm fucking good.
You think you good?
I don't give a fuck. I'm good.
I don't know, Meezy. I think you could be more empathetic to how people feel instead of trying to solve the problem.
Fuck that, because your feelings ain't gonna get you nowhere. Let's just get this shit done.
I disagree.
Get this shit done, bro.
I think you could still be a problem solver with a little bit of compromise.
No. For what? Okay. I'm taking your feelings in consideration when we solve the problem.
I don't know. I think your focus is solving the problem instead of thinking about how other people feel.
So what happens is, what is going to happen is then I start to compromise and then people start looking to me to fucking just know what to do now. It's like, nah, remember when I compromised? No, let's just get this shit done the best way we know how.
Okay, yeah. So you don't feel like you have anywhere to improve?
Nah, I'm good.
Okay.
Fuck emotions. Emotions get you killed.
Yikes.
What about you?
So I feel like...
You just want to be a problem solver.
No, actually, I think I feel like I wish I could avoid a little bit more. I know this sounds a little bit weird.
It sounds great, right? It's a good right. time.
No, well, the thing is because I've always sought out to be the one to figure out the problem. Mm. I've always been the problem solver. Mm. Like I said, I thought I would be the problem solver after taking the test.
Sounds like a good Marvel movie.
The problem solver.
Right. Now it does.
Right. So I just feel like that because a lot of times I get into trouble because I don't know how to not keep myself out of it. Mm. All right. I've been in places where even though I don't like conflict, I've figured try to find ways to not be a part of it. I always wind up finding a way to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's not like I'm taking it personally or anything like that, but it's just one of those things like, if something is, I truly believe in what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong. And if I think I have an obligation to tell someone if I believe they are right or if I believe they're wrong, but not in a way where it's like, hey, I'm being a dick and I'm just like, yo, like, no, you're a piece of shit. This is what it is. I'm more of like, hey, like, I always wanna leading people to ask me what my opinion is. Opinion.
chill out, freak.
That's nasty.
What my opinion is. Rather than, you know, me just kind of sitting there. Cause like I'm the type of person that will, you know, make the uncomfortable sigh where you're just like, well, what do you really think about it?
Right.
To get you to ask me, so I can tell you.
That just happened a few minutes ago. That's wild.
Yeah. I mean, anything is, I mean, it's, cause the thing is, like I said, again, I've always intentionally been the person where people are just like asking me all these different types of questions and being like super direct and all that stuff like that. So, and I've always been questioned about, well, why do I act a certain way or whatever the case may be. So that's why I kind of feel like that. But I wish I could be more avoidant.
Okay. I wish I could be... avoiding shit is fun. Let's just put that out there.
The fact that you think it's fun is scary.
It's a great fucking time, don't get me wrong. However, it does come with a little bit of anxiety because it's like, well, is this shit going to get brought to the table today and I'm going to have to like really tell somebody how I really feel? Like, is this going to be the day I'm going to have to explode? Because when you're avoiding shit... Yeah, you're holding back those feelings. And then when it comes to the surface and somebody's asking you, what the fuck is your problem? I mean, you can continue to avoid or you have to, like, tell them, my problem is X, Y, and Z. So I wish I could be more direct. I wish I could be more of a problem solver. And I wish I could just be a little bit less empathetic about how I feel about the situation. I feel like that's where most of my avoidance comes from. I care about people's feelings. I care about my feelings. I care about how I want the situation to go in my head. And I just, all that turns into me just avoiding it. So I wish I could just come to the problem and say, this is the problem. This is how we solve it. I don't want to talk about it. This is what we're going to do to get this shit done. Like, you don't like me. I don't like you. Let's figure it out.
That's what I like.
But I don't know how I can get to that point in between. I feel like they're on two separate ends of the spectrum. So I would like to be more of a problem solver.
Can I? So what you can do is that you too can be a problem solver by joining our class with me and Meezy for $29.95 for a small 8 payments of $39.95. You too. Can be a problem solver.
All right.
You
right
fucked now. That all up. That's I did. Funny.
Yeah, you sort of. But
fuck
yeah.
It. Fuck it.
For 6 small payments of $39.99, or how much do I have to pay?
No, bro. Just come to me with the bag. With we'll
the,
talk.
With the bag.
All we'll right. talk. And that's it.
Yeah. I'll take my 20%.
All right. That's that. Now we're going to get into our baby maker segment. Meezy, do you have a baby maker?
You want to Meezy. This week, I want you in your feelings. Fuck all that bullshit. I don't want you to have no babies. Did you listen? We're having real life now, okay? You ever been out feeling sociable, right? missing that certain somebody?
Yeah.
Had a little bit too much to drink.
Always.
This week's song is by Dijon. It's called Drunk. Here on WMEZ.
Textually active.
Well, I'm wasting and I'm anxious. I'm fading from myself. Cause you gon' be up. Cause it's been a while.
So I know you're in your feelings. If you listened to episode 47 of Textually Active, you heard me play Dijon and April, but they were a group. Now they broke up. Dijon's gone solo, and that was Drunk by Dijon here on WMEZ. It's been added to all of your Baby Maker playlists. Go to your favorite DSP streaming platform, Tidal, Spotify, Apple Music, type in Textually Active, WMEZ should pop up right there. Be sure to listen. You got some shit in the works, so check it out.
Textually Active. All right,
y'all, put your memes out. Right. Do you want to start, babe?
I'm a guest, I guess.
All right, so you go first.
I'm a guest, I guess. All right, so I got this
that
from...
That was not a double entendre.
No, I know. Please ask me how. All right, so I was actually in the Twitter streets a couple of weeks ago, and actually this tweet came from your sister.
No.
So it's not as
nasty tweet.
I know. No, normally, it's not nasty. Normally it would be.
Yo, somebody was in my DM about Tierra too.
You got chill, cause yeah, my man B.
They was in the DM about Sissy.
Yeah, cause he'll air this whole the internet out. I don't know how he would.
That's funny.
Okay.
All right. But, but her tweet wasn't as nasty as I thought you would think it would be. But basically, it does go with this. So basically, she said, y'all would really lose your partner rather than losing an argument. And I just felt like, even though it's no real punchline in it and stuff like that, I just felt like that's like a different mentality that people might have when it comes to these like these styles that you kind of deal with conflict. And I just don't think, I guess it's me caping for the compromises out there, right? Where you don't necessarily
have to lose your relationship.
No, I mean, but the thing is, though, there are people out there that way, like that would rather lose, you know, that would rather lose the person that they're dealing with in order to make sure that they're right. And I feel like that's mainly meant for like the women out there, because we're always, men are always, you know, kind of raised on the idea that the woman is always right. And you, what does it say, Meezy? You either be happy or you could be right.
Fact.
When it comes to a relationship. So, would you rather lose your partner rather than losing an argument? That's it.
That's a really good one. I think we should dig a little bit deeper into that.
Maybe.
Soon. You know?
Yeah. I probably should have came up with a little bit of a nastier meme, because it's episode 69, right?
They've heard us talk about our sex life enough.
Yeah, I mean 69. I mean, I've literally poured it all on the table.
Tell you, was it just for Friday? Tell your fine daddy. I said,
hey, yeah. I mean,
I got my meme. I got my meme. That's hilarious. Just to go along with it, I'm changing my whole meme now. Wise words from a great man I've known, named Tony Wiggins. Drink plenty, lick. Pump penny dick.
Solving all the problems, huh? Yeah,
problem solved. Drink plenty lick. Pump plenty dick.
All right, that's so...
It's a throwback.
My meme is in theme of avoidance. It's, I miss you season is right around the corner. Stay woke, ladies. Avoid that nigga. You don't gotta explain your hot girl summer to him. Avoid it. Avoid those "I miss you" texts. Fuck that shit. And don't tell him you don't miss him back. Just don't respond. Avoid it.
You listen to that bullshit if you want to. Don't forget, Red's got a ring already. There's some good shit coming to Netflix soon. You don't want to be up on that couch by yourself. Shit, me.
She never avoided the kid.
You know how you could lose your mate or win an argument? At this point, you should probably lose your mate.
All right. I resent that.
Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Textually Active. We're here every Tuesday at 6 a.m. Make sure you follow us in the meantime, in between time, on Instagram at Textually Active Pod, on Twitter at Textually Act Pod, and we're on Facebook at Textually Active Pod. To keep up with the conversation, add us, DM us. We're active on there.
Yeah, hit us up.
Yeah.
Individually, the podcast. We all actually run that site.
So, yeah, I mean, so you never know who you talk to.
Yeah, you never know.
I think we should probably start putting the dash and the signature.
Nah, fuck that.
What do you think this is? The POTUS Twitter account, right, where they'll be like, Barry. No, it'd be like Dash.
I love the new Jay-Z album.
Right, no, it was like, no, coming from at POTUS, like, Dash Barry. Like, right. No, like, you ain't.
Like, you know he's talking to. Yeah.
This is Hov.
You lie.
You niggas worship him.
Niggas worship him.
Anyway, come back next week.
We out here in these streets.
Never, ever.
T.A.
Say anything about him.
Textually Active.
You lied.
Signing off.
Hopefully Nick will be here next week.
I mean, he's on leave for certain.
We miss Nick, though. I miss Nick.
Man, fuck them kids.
Wow.
No.
No. Nah, you don't. We're not avoiding that one. There's no compromise there. All right. Are we out?
Signing off.
Thank you for listening to the Textually Active Podcast. This podcast is a full service production from the Open Media Lab. Be sure to check in every Textual Tuesday along with following them on all social media at Textually Active Pod. Textually Active is a part of the Open Media Network.